just be my me, I just be myself. 空に夢だって最初から分かってた。昔な風に何度傷ついても太陽に手を伸ばす。指先のレゾナンス、瞬きの間も感じたくて、根拠なんていつも後付け。
Hello, you're listening to Talk of Spirit Anime Cast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined here with Chris.
Yo.
Today's episode is a review on Girls und Panzer, der Film, or the film, how you want to say it. We're from the talkofspirit.com website. You can go there for all of our anime, new and old, as well as our wonderful community in the form links at the top, social media links on the right side, and all that good stuff. But yes, are you ready, Chris? We finally watched the movie, even though we skipped that other OVA.
We skipped something?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's where they go against Chiyomi.
I don't like you.
It's coming in the mail.
How dare you? How dare you skip anything of Girls?
Spoiler, they probably win. knowing how that works, they never lose. But anywho, not to say that they didn't lose in this one, because it was definitely a lot of things stacked up against them. But anyways, Girls on Panzer, of course, they have a series already, plus two OVAs, and now this film. I ran for 2 hours, done premiered back in November of 2015, and so we finally got it. done by Studio Actus, who, of course, did all the Girls on Panzer series. It's their original series. And the genres are military and school. And the people behind this is director Tsutomu Mizushima, who did directorial work for Another, Blood Sea, Genjiken, the Girls on Panzer series, and Prison School, which is a little weird.
Yep.
Out of nowhere. Script work was done by Reiko Yoshida, who did work for Aria, The Avenir, Girls on Panzer series, Hanayamata, Major, and Nanambiori, and Shirobako. So I'm on Shirobako as well. But yeah, pretty cool little people behind this one. And we enjoyed the series.
Yes, we did.
The OVA was kind of hit and miss. It was like some cool stuff about the place that they actually, because for those who don't know, Girls on Panzer takes place on kind of like each one of these schools are on different ships. And we follow this particular academy on top of this one ship. And the whole thing behind it is, oh no, the school's being shut down. And so the way that they decide to fix the problem is they get an agreement with the school board that if they can go start up a what they call the Shinshido, which is these tankery groups, and go in this tournament and win, they won't shut down the school. And so they have to go and do the Shinshido tournament, which is, of course, only girls, and they all ride these tanks. It's supposedly it's seen as women who join Shinshido and do Shinshido are made more proper feminine. And more mm-hmm. or more appealing to men and teach them a lot of things and whatnot. And so we follow Miho, and she came to the school specifically not to join tankery because her entire family is in this tankery. And she ends up getting roped into it by her friends anyways. And come to find out, she's like a really great leader. And so she kind of commands them as they go on this tournament. But yeah, that was the whole deal with that one. And like I said, the OVAs were okay. They seemed like they were a little bit kind of sped up the way the characters were acting. But there was a cool stuff in there about showing the place that they are. It was kind of like the author going, hey, I've actually thought about all this stuff. There's all this integral things about how this gigantic ship of a town exists and the inner workings of it. So I was a little excited to jump into the movie, and I still want to see the other OVA with Choyomi. But it's been a really fun series. Not like it's in-depth stuff. It's typical club show with tournament aspects to it, just with tankery and all it kind of explosions and stuff. So really enjoying it just as a fun show, a little bit of light drama in there. So yeah, the movie itself, just basically right off the get-go, they jump right into we're watching a kind of like a little match that's happening between actually groups of different schools. So we have arming group of girls, and they're teamed up with some of our other schools, including one that has some really interesting people commanding it, little gung-ho. And they're going against, you know, like three or so other schools, and they're having a little mock battle. Nothing to do with the tournament, though. And following this little tournament, or this little mock battle, they come to find out that the school is still shutting down, and that they didn't really fully agree to the whole idea of not shutting them down if they won the tournament. So they're still planning on shutting it down, and so the girls have to figure out a way to prevent it or to move on with their lives, so to speak. So they always find a way. They have to find a way.
And they got it in writing this time.
Yes. Yeah.
Got a contract. An actual contract.
So yeah, it wasn't too, like I said, same thing with the original series. It's not like there's some insane drama or anything involved in there. I did get some enjoyment out of seeing more of Miho and her sister Maho, because in the original series, they were kind of butting heads with each other, whereas this one kind of showed that they're actually sisters and they have a past together, and they used to have a lot of fun together, so that was kind of cute. But it's just more fun tankery, really, is what it kind of comes down to. And for that most part, it was really fun. There was some reuse of certain strategies, which I don't know if it's just because that's in Miho's book of strategies and they're reusing them, but it did kind of feel a little bit too familiar with certain scenarios, but there was plenty of other stuff to kind of throw in there. The only probably negative I would give this entire movie was that it seemed like they were trying to push the envelope more and more with the explosions and combat that was happening. Because, for those who don't know, these Shinshido battles, or these tankery battles where they fight these tanks, they have certain rounds that are not lethal and they shoot each other. It kind of gives them a jolt, and then their little flag will appear, and it tells that tank has been destroyed. And so it was like never really. There was a few points in the original series where, like, well, okay, how did they live through that? But they're like going over the top with this one. Like, literally, they shoot a tank, and it's flying down the road and slamming against the buildings. Or they have this gigantic round being shot off, and it's exploding these huge like mushroom clouds, and it's like, how are people not dying? Even if you don't die from fire or an explosion, you're still going to die from the impact. I mean, it seems like it's kind of pushing. It's technically a, you know, suspend your disbelief. It's just fun. It's just these cute girls driving around tanks. But every now and then I was like, why? That should not be livable through.
The only thing I would say as far as a negative is concerned on this movie is probably the fact that they tried to shove the ensemble cast into such a short period. And you've got a lot of girls, and they still
so many characters.
And so you're trying to give each one of them a little bit of time, and you're bouncing around a lot of times with all these different characters. The kind of core cast got a bit more time. Some of the newer kind of rambunctious girls they didn't get as much time. Your quote unquote villain, if you want to call her that, didn't get much of any time at all. So you only vaguely know what her kind of reasoning for doing what she's doing. So, and that to me was about the only thing that I would say is probably my biggest frustration. And that was kind of minor at best.
Yeah. I don't really find it a problem, just because it was similar to in the original series. It was like, besides like these main characters, which usually the commander in the original series, it was like, okay, the main character's tank, her crew of her main tank, those characters get all the character development. And then you had like each one of the other tanks in that school were kind of just tropes. So you had like the otaku trope, you had the sports trope, and they were kind of all encompassing of a character. The tank itself was a character. And then you had anybody they were going up against, their commander and their vice commander was usually the second command, that was usually the only characters that got any kind of screen time. I wouldn't even say development, just screen time. And that was the same thing here. About the only thing that I would say that I felt disappointed was, yeah, I definitely agree. The the quote-unquote antagonist of this particular movie, really didn't get much out of her. And she was a new character. We'd never seen her before. She was from a university, and that was the whole deal with her being a huge challenge. But the other characters, I really don't mind, because it really does just spotlight the main commanders of each group. But it was fun, because it was literally like, granted, on the antagonist side or their opponent, you really only had the main girl, which is Arisu. On the, you know, protagonist side, it's literally like 30 different characters. It's like, it literally makes you go, wow, this is literally, I guess it wouldn't be 30 characters, it's like 30 tanks. So it's literally like the whole thing of like, wow, this is a lot of characters that they have, and they all have their own kind of personalities, aside from, like I said before, some of the tanks being kind of all-encompassing tropes. There were certain ones that I thought didn't get enough screen time, but for the most part, it's what I expect from the series, and like I said, the tanks themselves are the characters, so it turned out all right. So it was a lot of fun, though. I definitely thought that the ending was not as predictable as I mean, it was predictable in how it's kind of concluding, but it was not predictable in how it was going to play out. I kept telling myself, if this ends like this, I'm going to be kind of disappointed, but it ends up turning out pretty cool, so it was a lot of fun. It was a fun ride. Like I said, besides, in my opinion, my only beef really is the reused kind of strategies. But again, that could be in Miho's little book of strategies. And they kind of talked about the idea that, hey, Miho, you've used that before and I know how to counter it. So it did kind of blow up in her face now and then. So I know they're kind of acknowledging it. But at the same time, it kind of sucks seeing it reused. So it was a lot of fun, though.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, the characters probably would have died a lot of times. I got a kick out of seeing that one guy cheering again because his shop got destroyed again. This whole Shinsudo thing has way too much money going for itself. I mean, they're literally destroying like entire theme parks, and they're like, okay, cool, we'll just rebuild it. It's like, that's a lot of money. How much does Shinsudo make? This is like football and steroids. It's literally like if football had like grenades and they're just destroying the entire arena, and then they have to kind of rebuild it afterwards.
Right.
They wouldn't even scoff at it.
I know.
But I guess, unlike, you know, like NFL or something like that, all the money doesn't go to the players. I mean, it's not like, you know, Miho's running around with Buko's. Well, you don't know. She could be. The mom looks pretty well set. I mean, they have a nice, beautiful home. So
maybe they make more money after they go pro later.
All the money goes to Darjeeling and the Prim sisters. They're soaking up all the money themselves. Anything else you want to add to this?
Katsuya's doing some kind of laundering of the money. She's the real brains of the entire show. You know she is.
Yeah, could be. I got a kick out of Kinyo and Fukuda from the Chihatan Academy. My gosh. It was a lot of fun seeing them kind of... I knew that she was going to come around towards the later part because they kept putting too much emphasis on her kind of goofiness and trying to succeed where
she's
her trying
to be,
failed.
Yeah, she's trying to be...
She's
trying to bring honor to their group.
Yeah, yeah. I got a kick out of Anzu shining once again with Momo having a nervous breakdown. Good stuff. It's fun revisiting the characters. It was definitely a great quality. I mean, in the original series, I was a little bit cringy in the first episode when they first introduced like the whole idea of CG with the 2D characters. But it definitely seems like Actis is getting better and better at the whole melding of the two together. So it definitely is all cool. I mean, like all the situations where it's like that first person view tankery going around, they're doing a lot better with that stuff. It looks even better than before. So. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this quick review of Girls on Panzer, the film. But if you want to check out all of our reviews, go to otakuspirit.com. We have reviews for the original Girls on Panzer series, plus OVA, so check that out. We hope you all enjoyed, and you'll take care.
Oss!